Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. Check them out in the Grand Center area, down there in the Dot Zec building. If you're not in the St. Louis area, you can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. They got a lot of fun stuff coming up, including Record Store Day on April 21st. So check out recordstoreday.com for further details regarding some of the exclusive releases coming out that day and stuff. But that'll be a fun one. Come on out and participate in Record Store Day. Support your local record stores. And you can check out, they got a lot of fun things going on over there, like with autographs, a lot of signed records from artists coming through town. I know Judah and the Lion just did a meet and greet and signing over there, so, you know, keep a lookout for some signed records from them, and, you know, all kinds of people. So, again, everything's at musicrecordshop.com. You can follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and, yeah, shop local.
Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio, it's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey dude, what's up? This is Joe Blank. I'm here with my friends Johnny Axon, Ryan Stillman, and Juan Ibanez, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeehaw!
Rock Paper Podcast.
Take your own advice when things feel like they're worth the pain you might.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of New Lingo.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Ooh, thanks for having us again.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff. This is the very first podcast I have recorded inside of a RV. So,
yeah.
Breaking new ground here.
Yeah, making men.
We just got
making men.
We just got this thing, and we were thinking about making meth in it, but we were also like, we like hanging out here, so let's just invite Shane on down.
Yeah.
Maybe if you know anything about, like, that too, you can tell us or not.
We like hanging out in here because we're little people, and it's cozy, and it makes us feel big.
Yeah, we're thinking of starting an artisan rock candy business with all the meth instruments we found left in the RV when we got it. You just clean it out real good, boil everything. It cleans it out, and we'll just make rock candy and sell it.
You can boil it in vinegar, too. That works actually really well.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Pinterest thing.
Well, that's a rule, that's a rule of thumb that I use on any clothes that I find on the side of the road, is that you always boil them first before you wear them to get the lice out.
Yeah. I hear that,
Do you get a lot of clothes off the side of the road?
You'd be surprised, man.
More than you would think.
You know, sometimes...
That actually fit.
You find a decent pair of drawers.
And they're missing blood. No blood.
There's no, I don't see any blood. Yeah. Well, you leave those.
No, the most, typical thing you find on the side of the road is a pair of shitty underwear, but there is nothing that a good washing can't get out. And then you got yourself a brand new pair, you know?
One time on the side of the road, I found a glamour shot, like of a lady, you know, like her hair was done up all 80s and like Christmassy. And it was just on the side of the road.
Wow.
It was the best trip.
Where did you come from?
Missed connections.
What's your story?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Artie Lang told a great story on Stern Show one time about he said he was hanging out with some buddies, and he said he was, he was high on something. I forget what he was doing. But he said he told a buddy to stop the car. He said he had to go shit real bad. So he went out into the woods, and he pulled his pants down, and he shit into his pants, and then put his pants back on, went back to the car. And then they were driving, and then they were like, man, what the fuck's that smell? And he's like, and Art's like, oh, I guess I shit into my pants. And he's like, and so then they stopped the car again, and he throws his pants out, and he said, and then it dawned on me a little later that the only thing in there besides my shitty underwear was my ID.
Yeah.
And like, so like, it cracked me up, but you know.
Oh.
It was a pretty funny story.
I have experienced something similar to that.
Well, really? Please do tell, because I don't think I've ever heard this story.
Well, I didn't shit the pants myself. Somebody else did. I was on my break during work at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I went to the local gas station to go in there. And there was this older fellow that like was in line in front of me. And as I was standing there, like with my items in hand, it started to smell like shit. Like in the middle of the store, like human shit under my nose. I was like, it is too strong in here to smell like that, you know? And then I looked down at the guy in front of me, and he's literally got a freaking doggy tail looking thing of shit. Like human, like the dude shit pulled his pants up, and it was still connected inside of him still. And it was hanging out like a tail. Like it did not fall or anything during the whole process. Yeah, so he paid for his stuff. I watched him go out of the store and jump into his truck just to see if he would notice her, and he didn't.
Squish.
Yeah. He didn't
or
at
he
all.
Did, and he was too embarrassed to go back in.
Mate, now he drove off.
He said
he didn't pull over for a while. So,
well, shoot.
Yeah, he must. He must
panicked.
Love his own brand.
He panicked. That's a poor guy. He's like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. So anyway.
Yeah. Well.
Enough talk about feces.
We're hitting all the tough topics here, guys.
Sweet
math
spots.
And
you know
shit. And
yeah.
While we're on the topic of shit, let's talk about our new EP.
Yes. That's a great leeway.
Yeah. That is a great leeway.
You guys, we do have a brand new EP. That's what I was thinking, like, because like last, I was looking at, I looked it up, and it had been almost 2 years since we last hung out. And last we were talking about when Best Friends was coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's cool that we got some brand new material coming out, beloved EP, due out, is that April
28th? It is.
Yeah. And you guys got a big release party that night over at the Firebird here in St. Louis with a bunch of our friends like Ashland,
yep.
Steeples,
yep.
Hard Loss,
yep.
Man the Helm,
yep.
and Cold Rooms.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's a $10 show, 6 p.m. start, and I go at 12 at the door, so, I think, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. yeah.
So snag some tickets and come out and party with us, firebirdstl.com.
Yeah.
I don't know really, Cold Rooms is the only one I don't really know on there. You guys?
Yeah, they're friends of ours.
They're pretty low-key.
Yeah.
They've been around for about maybe a year or two, but they're like lo-fi or whatever you would call it.
Kind of grunge, rock and roll.
Very DIY, so.
Yeah.
But they don't play venues like the Firebird. They like to play like Cherokee and just real small stuff like that. But
we've all known those guys for a while.
They're like,
a long time.
Yeah.
Been on forever, so.
Grown up with a couple of them, so.
I will say you're in for a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a party, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I just recently saw Hard Loss and Man the Helm at the Hard Loss release party. And that was a whole lot of fun. That Hard Loss EP they just put out is really great. So,
yeah, I listened to it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I'm excited to see those guys again. And
it was tracked by our boy Nick Ingram.
Yeah.
He tracked our new stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, that, where's he at?
Ohio.
Westerville?
It's pretty much a suburb of Columbus.
Yeah.
So we'll just say Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing people have ever heard of in Ohio.
yeah.
Besides maybe Cleveland.
And so he just built this new studio out there, and so we were out there. We were one of the first bands through there, and he just has the most awesome collection of dogs that have ever existed, I think, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. And you just hang out with dogs and record a bunch of songs. It was a blast, actually.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty.
It was kind of a blast.
Only great.
we had fun, but you know when you're in work mode like that, it gets a little stressful. You know, we're like,
I was.
We wanted it to be right. We're pretty lax and everything, but when it comes to actually putting out the product, that is us. You know, then it's like, well, we can't be lax anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say that it was cool, but I was being kind of a dickhead.
Yeah.
But that's just
I was having
gross.
A bad time for a minute there.
Resulted in good things, though.
Yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah, it makes everything better, you know?
Yeah.
That's just how it goes. When you're down to the wire and under pressure, you know?
Yeah. And we have a no masturbatory rule on that, you know?
Yep. You gotta keep the energy up.
Exactly.
Not waste your energy up.
It's all petering our food.
Yeah.
Speaking of master, or whatever, what's this called? What are we calling that? This little chamber up here. What's that name for that?
Oh.
The master tabor chamber.
Oh, the masturbatory chamber, yes. When we have the curtain up, you can come in here for privacy.
Yeah.
For privacy. In the masturbatory chamber.
In the masturbatory chamber, yeah.
Yeah, I guess with this curtain, I guess that would be.
Yeah, seats up there are very comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will
put up the weather thing.
Comatorium.
Back, I don't know, was it like a year ago?
You can definitely get a sign put in your yard, though, if you don't cover these windows up.
put it on a cracker, turn it into a commissary.
It'd be great if people could see what we're talking about, but, like last year we did a Cribs episode for our van, so we'll probably do one for our RV, you know, we're like Snoop Dogg now, pretty much. So we gotta show off a little.
Upgrade with two Ds.
We're basically saying is we're gonna be flexing.
Flexing. Ooh.
Steeples will also be there, and they just released an EP as well. So there's everybody's got a bunch of.
Everyone's got something new to do.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It's spring. Spring. That's all the baby eggs are hatching.
It's a good balance of music, too.
For sure.
Different style bands.
Yeah.
Different vibes. Everyone has their own little, niche. I think. I don't think there's anything that's going to double up on itself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like a blend.
Yeah.
A Venn diagram.
grab tickets for that, and we'll have copies of the EP available that night.
Yep.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the EP, though. You guys have released two singles Yeah. Right. And two videos to go with those two songs, Swoon and Texas Justice. So those are all available on the videos on YouTube and Facebook and all that, and the music digitally everywhere.
Spotify only, yeah.
Right now. It's only Spotify,
right
now?
Yeah, until the 28th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about Swoon. That's what, track one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Swoon is just we wrote Swoon a long time ago, and then we didn't really know what we were going to do with it for a long time, and then kind of brought it back out and worked on some vocal melodies, and I just kind of thought it felt right to be kind of like a poppy love song, and so that's what we did with it.
Yeah.
And I think it's terrible. I don't like it.
Not a fan, huh?
No, not a fan of it at all.
Yeah, I liked it. So,
cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, sorry for you, but yeah. Cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, man. That's awesome.
I like the line in there, about stole our shit.
Oh, that's Texas.
That's Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Yeah, that song's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that song is about actually like heroin addiction,
yeah,
kind of thing. Yeah, because I mean, pretty much everywhere you look right now, and I guess they're calling it a crisis finally. But I mean, if you see people that get into that, man, they're like pretty much they're gone. They either end up in prison or dead.
Yeah,
very few times you see a success story where somebody actually rehabilitates himself and is healthy again. So that song is just kind of about that. And, you know, not one person, but many people that I personally know, and throughout the years that I've just, you know, gotten on it and never gotten off, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some heavy stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy shit.
Yeah. But you guys, like I said, we do have videos, and we have Juan here with us.
Hey.
Oh, hey, what's up, Juan? Did you just walk in?
Hey, what's up?
He's been wearing that ghillie suit the whole time. I
thought I thought it was a couch.
What's it like shooting music videos with these guys? And
it's pretty cut and dry, you know. Fun.
Yeah.
You just show up and we all hustle.
He is such a fucking liar.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's
again, we don't masturbate, so
it's all our videos have been fairly quickly as far as like the process. Like, hey, let's show up here whatever day it is, and you know, we got like 2-3 hours to like, you know, nail everything down, so there's not really much time to play around and
mm-hmm.
do those things. We usually just get there, set up, and I set up the lights and, you know, do a few takes, take a break, you know, and usually pretty fun and get great takes out of the guys always. So
yeah. You guys are definitely a team, you know, you guys all been working together for a while. Like, you guys collaborate a lot with all these ideas for the videos and stuff, trying to work out kind of how you feel this video.
Okay, well, here's how that goes. We come up with an idea, and then Juan shoots it down.
Because he's like, really good ideas.
Seem pretty outlandish.
He's like, fuck,
yeah, just
man,
too good to
sucks.
Be made by
me. Well, Rip is... The only day I was up pretty late one night and I was watching Smurfs, the movie, the newest one.
Ooh.
And I decided that we should probably have a video kind of like that because that's cool and new and kids really like that kind of shit.
Kids
man.
Love it.
It's people a recognizable
icon. Yeah, dude, it's not Pixar.
You
can't afford that. So
yeah.
I shot that idea over to Juan and he said it costed too much money. He's always got fucking stupid excuses.
I already had
me, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? It's like, hey, so we have this idea. Like, no.
Yeah.
Can't do whatever you're about to say is no. I like the color pink. And
that's what we call you, Papa John.
Yeah.
Well, that and you look like the bizarre version of the guy who actually is Papa John.
Ooh.
I'm not seeing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you look pretty much just like him.
Okay.
It's fucking uncanny, actually.
So,
creepy.
This is what it's like.
Yeah. I did like the Swoon video, like the black and white or gray, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of version, because like you don't see a lot of that going on,
right.
So like it was nice to kind of take away from the flash of it all and just kind of focus on the, well, like you said, that poppy love song that you guys wrote. So, but it's it was fun. And then Texas Justice is a little different. And then but yeah, check out those videos. Both, like I said, available on the YouTube. Make sure you click subscribe. I'm sure you guys will have some more fun videos coming soon.
Yeah, always.
I
think we're open to do what, one for every one of your songs, right? In the end. So another about three videos to go. So that would be the ideal goal, you know.
When did this all start for you guys, like as a
unit?
I'll
let Juan take that one.
One day we were outside of this place and we were smoking cigarettes. It was a, we were outside of IKEA actually. And most of us don't even smoke. We were just trying to look really cool outside of an IKEA. And Juan came outside and he saw us. And he's
when I asked for money that
he
day.
Said hi to us and he said that he shot the part of me video and we didn't really remember him, but we were just like, whatever, dude. And so he gave us his number again and we lost it again. And then he got a hold of us on Facebook about 2 weeks later, and he asked
sounds
us
like a legit story.
If we
it is
could
a legit story. What do you mean?
Shoot more videos, story. Maybe. And we said possibly, and then we hung out with him a couple times, and realized he's not such a bad guy.
That's like the long version. The short version was I was looking for a band that was easy to work with. Years ago. I used to manage different bands and work with music stuff, and then I stopped doing that, and then recently I got kind of like the itch to find a band just that's, you know, willing to put in the time, energy, and, you know, just whatever it takes. And so I had, you know, been looking at a few different bands, and then just started thinking about these guys, and I messaged Johnny, I believe, and then like about the possibility of meeting up to talk about it, and then I think like 10 minutes later he like sent me back like, yeah, let's talk. And then we had a meeting, and then that was pretty much the beginning of that, and just kind of, you know, boiled down to, like, I wanted to, you know, where their head was at, where they wanted to go, and what they had going on, and, you know, I could see the potential and everything, and so, and I believe in them, so.
He said my version was the long version?
Yeah.
The amount of time that it just took him to tell that.
Yeah.
I told my whole story, and he still has fucking months of time to get it. So, well, don't even believe that.
Please continue, part two.
Yes.
No. Shane will edit in an intermission where everybody can take a whiz or whatever.
So. Just play Benny Hill. Just start talking.
Play
so Benny Hill for like 10 seconds and finish off.
Whatever.
We're easy to work with, Juan, remember? except for annoying his little kids. Go fig, right?
We've actually done some funny stuff to Juan.
There used to be some people. This guy, Johnny, they used to like to try to mess with me, and you know, it just got to the point where my blood pressure was getting a little bit too high, and so I told them they had to stop, or I was going to stop. So it was kind of a mutual.
Let's just let everyone know that I am the master of trolling.
So then we, and then one time we had to pick him up for Ohio so he can go with us to the studio, and we drove into his yard with our van and we're honking the horn.
Like 9 o'clock at night, and I live around a bunch of old people.
My favorite story.
That was me again.
For some reason, my brain went to the scene in Dumb and Dumber when they're eating at the diner and they put those peppers on his burger. And then he's like, you know, they try to give him, pills are good, and then like but they actually give him the rat poison.
Well, we would try that, but Juan actually does that to himself.
He's built an immunity because he knows it's coming.
Yeah.
He eats small bits of it in the morning with his multivitamins. That's how you do it. I drink capfuls of bleach in the morning, so bring it.
That's why you're never
bring it, don't sing it.
Bleach is the new apple cider vinegar, dude.
It's a vegan?
If you want to be fresh, clean, and sanitized on the inside, bleach will do it.
My poop is white.
What are you going to do with all those caps? Think about how many capfuls of bleach you're going to drink over your lifetime, right? Think about how much of that would get dumped onto Mother Earth.
Yeah.
You're doing your part to save her and cleanse your insides.
It's cheap,
Yeah.
your body is like a treatment plant for this waste. And it just turns into piss.
And it makes you so regular.
It's so regular.
Well, we didn't just buy an RV to record podcast in. You guys are looking
we
to...
We did.
You're right,
Jay. You know how many times they've done this interview by themselves?
Yeah.
We've been dreaming of this for a few... Well, we got the RV the other day, but since last time. Like, we're not going to have them back again until we can buy an RV. At first, we're going to rent one and bring it back, but we decided to buy it, and so that's what happened.
Yep.
I was tired of being cramped in the van, and I was like, dude, I got this.
Dude,
so like, I went and bought credit. An RV.
Yeah. Hold my yoo-hoo.
Yeah, hold my yoo-hoo.
You guys are gearing up to hit the road this summer, touring behind this new EP.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
What is wrong with you?
How's that going?
I don't understand what's going on.
He was setting up for this joke that nobody else was waiting for, but I was. I was there. I was waiting. Yeah, we're going on tour from March or May. Is it March?
It's not funny. Ryan ruined the joke.
We're going from May 31st to...
No.
What?
Do you not know?
No, yeah. I don't actually.
This should be June 1st through June 17th.
Yep.
May 31st.
You gotta be getting the East Coast.
May 31st through June 17th.
No.
Well, we gotta leave on
31st. Yeah, we gotta drive.
June 1st through June 17th.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
This is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're touring. Yeah. We're going up through the Northeast, and then we're going down like East Coast and down through Florida. And we're going to the south a little bit, and then we're going to hit Texas, and then we're going to come back.
Do it all over again.
We're going to eat way too much food. Mm. It's going to be awesome.
Good, new, exciting foods.
Yeah.
Exotic to us.
The best part about touring is trying new restaurants all the time.
Oh, yes.
Is this your most extensive tour?
Yeah, this is the longest one we've ever done.
So far.
Yeah.
To date.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a good run. That's going to be exciting to get out there and make some new fans.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we haven't been to the East Coast.
I've never even been out that way personally, so it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Out there in New York and...
Be hitting the West Coast, too, later in the summer, but we can't say with who or when.
We can't say anything.
But
we're not allowed to.
But there will be a West Coast tour.
They're letting me go out west again.
So that'll be...
What in Tar Nation?
He's been banned from Vegas. So.
I want to grow my mustache back out.
We have to skip Please the do. Vegas really? Date because Joe got banned from Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to tell the story, but...
They don't let me in the city of sin anymore.
Too much sin.
Which is just insane because you think, you know, anyone could be there, but no.
Nope.
Joe ruined that.
In a city of sin, sniffing bicycle seats wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
You would think.
That was the end
it's
of the
It's not illegal.
So
that's
it's
really
not technically
not
illegal.
Everything he did, but... Yeah,
right, but...
I guess that's all that was recorded.
I could have been wearing clothes.
You should be wearing clothes now. I don't know why you're sitting there like that.
Dude, I'm tired of being fucking warm. In this fucking society where it's based on me having fucking clothes on.
Yeah.
He's offended.
His body, his choice.
Yeah.
Juan.
Yeah, wow, jerk. Yeah.
Poppy Wan.
I don't...
Yeah. Johnny owns this RV and he says I can sit in here naked all I want.
Yeah.
There's a masturbatory chamber 2 feet from me right now.
Yes.
Why do you even expect me to have clothes on at all?
Yeah. Riddle me that, Batman.
I've been petitioning that you guys just change the band name to Nude Lingo and tour nude.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
That's actually like that's a way better petition. Idea than what you guys have
I signed that petition
right
twice with two names and my own.
Can you think of the wordplay that would come with a band name like Nude Lingo? It would be fun. How many different names can you come up with it? There's at least like. What, 50, 60 different names for a vagina?
Vagine.
The vagine. Quickly, to the vagine!
You should
We could turn it into an old-timey radio show.
The machine.
Yeah. Oh, I had a slide whistle. I could have brought that. Damn. Let me get this thing off the ground.
Yeah. You guys, we talked about Swoon and Texas Justice, but you guys said you wanted to premiere a brand new song.
Right on your show. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whip, 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 whip,
whip. Podcast exclusive. Whip, whip.
Hold up. Acapella
version of
yeah.
the song.
Yeah,
the remix.
Late great Nate Dogg.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Damn. He's got it.
He got it. Yeah.
I love Nate Dogg, man.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I got that one stuck in my head a lot too. The him and Fabulous. Oh, now I'm gonna blank on the.
No.
Of course, I do that all the time. Like, I go to a pull a reference, and that's when I'll, like, yeah. everything just...
You're like the first Apple computer right now.
Yeah. Who are we as quote-unquote legit Nate Dogg fans not even realizing the reference you're talking
about? I've technically met him.
Yeah, dude. You've met him?
Yeah. I was at a party, and he pulled up, and it was a, what was it, like an Escalade deal. And then they just sat in there. I was outside smoking a cigarette, and I was like, what the hell? And like, okay. And like, there's him, another dude, and like four or five girls. And then they just sat there, and it got smokier and smokier to where you couldn't see anything. It was like the whitest thick smoke, and they just sat in there. And then finally they opened the doors, and all the smoke came out just like a freaking movie. And then he walked up in. That dude was huge. He makes me look small. He probably had to be 6 inches tall. Big, and, big dude.
This is a bold.
That's
claim.
Exactly what I expect out of that
he
guy.
He was not a little dude at all, but it was like crazy.
You told me that story, and I expected it to be at least that crazy.
Yeah, well,
he's fucking Nate Dogg, dude.
Yeah. He's yeah. dead.
Whoa.
But he smoked weed every day. Is not.
Yeah, he literally is the guy that smoked weed every day.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle, dude. Yeah,
you told me he wasn't smoking weed, and I'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't him.
Yeah.
That shit was.
Exactly.
Legit out of a movie. I was like, what just happened? Like,
it just you just saw
walked
the,
on by me.
You saw the nature of life and all of its beauty happen before you,
right?
Like a beautiful flower that only blooms once every 40 years. Yep. Word up.
This is what I was trying to say.
Thank you.
Not for this song.
Oh.
Yeah. Damn. Can you spit this shit?
Yeah, you run that rap battle with
grab that. Smith. Yeah, grab that mic. That would be sweet.
Yeah, I know, right? Him and Corey Smith are tag champs.
Yeah.
Oh,
still,
shit.
Still undefeated.
Yeah, I'm sure, dude. No one can compare.
Sir.
I know you carry
ever
the challenge team.
You again?
Corey Smith. I mean, you could
Has
have
anybody
any
ever
person.
Challenged you again?
No, not yet.
Wow.
One of these days, well, maybe.
Wow.
It's a craft that's not really looked into. Really, like
especially here in the Midwest.
Right. Exactly.
This is an 8 mile, everyone.
Well, yeah. Well, let's see. You know, it's a fun hobby to get into. You know, it's just kind of like. Think about like Shakespearean prose and shit like that, you know. It's all the kind of the relative
spoken word stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you relating gang violence to Romeo and Juliet?
No, I'm trying to separate it. Is what I'm trying to do.
Well, that's what I did.
I mean, it's like the same thing.
Those, yeah.
When we did that rap, they were all like saying all these awful things about each other and their mothers and everything else, and I was doing compliments. I tried to say all nice things about all of them.
Yes.
So I was like trying to break the stereotype here.
Yes, that's great.
Way to set an example.
Yeah. Yes.
Upstanding citizen.
And that's
well,
what it
takes. Of
course
they were. Who yeah. is you and Corey and Gabe?
And Gary.
And Gary, yeah. So of course they were talking. Gabe and Corey was probably just could have wrote 10 minutes about each other's moms. As much as lesbians have been around each other's moms, I'm pretty sure they had like a sweaty, weird, witchy kind of thing at some point. The four of them. I don't know. I can't prove it, but
if
Corey
only
did show me pictures.
Yeah.
If only we had that slide whistle.
Yeah. Yes. That's it. Yeah. You're motivating me to start carrying it around more, so.
So awkward with your shirt off, Joe. I wish you would just put it back on.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah. I wish you would put it on.
Thinking about
on.
Putting that bullet vest on.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Hey, let me go get it.
I was just watching Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story on Netflix.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
And for now, I just thought of that part where when in the hotel room and he goes, "Hey Dewey, have you seen my flip flops?" And he's got his dick like right in Dewey's face
oh,
while
yeah.
he's on the phone with his dad and like.
Dude, that whole movie, dude, is amazing. It's so many fucking amazing, fucking insane jokes in that movie.
Right.
Every time the Don Cheadle's trying to talk him out of doing drugs.
Oh, that's Tim Meadows.
Oh, it's Tim Meadows. Yeah,
yeah
it is,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Every time that is happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to know this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, Tim Meadows for me makes that movie.
Yeah, like, yeah.
He's a treasure,
yeah.
dude.
He did buy drugs once.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome in everything.
Yeah, he is. Ladies man?
Hell yeah.
Mean Girls, he was good in there, and even in a pretty minor part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was cracking up watching that the other night. It's such a ridiculous movie.
It is fucking ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, seriously, you should probably put some pants on, I think. For next podcast, for sure.
I'll think about it, dude. I gotta see if I can get this warts removed first.
Note to self, get wart cream for giant wart on ass.
Agreed. Another great movie.
Yeah. You guys got a bunch of movies picked out for tour or anything? Or you...
Oh, we just watch TV.
Yeah?
Yeah, we just watch whatever's on.
Watching The Voice and...
No, we are really big WWE fans.
Yeah.
Love watching wrestling. By the way, WrestleMania is tomorrow, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I like to watch that. We play video games, too, or...
Play a lot of Mario Kart.
A lot of Mario Kart, yeah. Watch a few movies here. I remember last tour, The Ranch had a new season come out, so I plowed through that pretty quickly. And
Yeah.
Last time you beat that Zelda game.
Yeah, I started the Zelda game at the beginning of tour and beat it one day before the end of tour.
Yeah.
I said, man, I almost timed this out perfectly.
Twilight Zone too.
Twilight Zone, watched a bunch of that last. Well, that was here. That was what was.
Yeah, it? Just a little jive, but still.
Yeah, I think that was like on the way to Iowa.
Yeah.
That you guys mentioned getting a lot of suggestions, and I was thinking you should probably submit some songs to WWE. Give them to play some beers.
That would be that's like one of the dreams of mine is being able to either have a wrestler's entrance theme, you know, be able because Story of the Year's done it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, man,
Shaman's Harvest, a bunch of great
right
around here.
Exactly,
Shaman's Harvest is amazing.
Yeah. I forget who didn't.
Yeah, I'd like to either do that or be like the WrestleMania theme song. You know, that'd be cool. one of the things, you know.
Yeah.
Or you know, if we got to be a wrestler's theme song, we'd get to play them down to the ring at WrestleMania. You know, because a lot of times they bring the live band in. So then.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I was like, that's always something I'd like to do.
That would be sweet.
Drew McIntyre, they had a song called Broken Dreams.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounded like this. Thanks to Google.
Thanks to Google.
Yeah. Meeting our
technology.
Oh. There we go. Skip that. Let's fast forward here.
What is this?
This is Shaman's Harvest.
Yeah. It's like get layered like 50 times when it's never mind. Almost to the
mountaintop, slipping far just like. But yeah, that would be, I mean, I don't know, that'd be cool. Like I said, like,
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Those, the WWE fans are super dedicated, man. It'd be fun to get into that, but.
Just sling CDs down there.
Yeah. There you go. Let's just hit the road now and go to WrestleMania, guys. And
I love it. Gotta get to Louisiana by tomorrow.
We can do it. I'll drive.
Get some tickets to the scalpers.
We leave right now. We can definitely make it.
That long way short. You could in a short time. Get there.
You could just hang out outside. Like I saw recently, Sturgill Simpson went to the CMAs or whatever they were going on, and he sat outside busking. Outside of the arena, and like, you know, he Sturgill Simpson and what, and then like, and people are just like walking up, like, you know, taking pictures and everything with him and stuff, and he had his guitar case out there taking stuff, like,
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I just I thought it was really funny that he, you know, obviously every other country music person's inside the arena. He's just sitting outside busking and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
He's been doing it a long time, man.
Yeah. But yeah, he, it was pretty entertaining. But it'd be funny just to go down there and set up and just get put on a show.
Yeah.
But you can find all the real New Lingo tour dates, not the WrestleMania one, at newlingostl.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you can, or the Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. We got all the social media going, and you can subscribe to the YouTube channel. Keep up there.
Yeah.
Hopefully some new videos, including the High Hopes video soon, maybe. Or you said it maybe.
Yeah,
all of them.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I think the goal is to shoot a video for each song at this point. So every song has its little moment to shine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what's cool about an EP too. Like, is that, you know, sometimes you put a record, you know, 12 song album or something, you can sometimes some songs kind of get lost in there, and
yeah,
a 5 song EP, everybody can get their chance to shine on there. And
yeah, I feel like a lot of times when you listen to, like, big albums, like, the bigger it is, the more of a chance it's just not gonna be as good. It's hard to make, you know, produce quality for, you know, 18 songs on an album.
Right.
You know.
There's always a couple instrumentals, or one instrumental, another one that's split into two, or, you know, whatever. So it's like,
I mean,
really, it's only
EP's
worth of songs.
There are made albums that are fucking, like, awesome, that are multiple songs, but it's few and far between.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just, even that, like I've talked about it on here, like, you could put out whatever, you know, 20 track album, and I'm like, I'll listen to it and I'll love it, and then I'll still be like, okay, when's the next one? You know, it's like, as your fans are going to still want more, you know, with us. So it's like, it's nice to give them 5 songs at a time, and then, okay, here, you know, this holds you over until the next release and stuff. So,
yeah.
Right. Well, even in today's world, this, you know, dropping singles with a video or just whatever, you don't have to put out even an EP, you know. It's nice to have those songs done in the trickle amount, because there's always something going on, but definitely one song.
Yeah.
Get it done.
We're going to come on out to the Firebird in St. Louis here on April 28th. It's going to be a wild night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it'll
be fun.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
We're gonna play all the songs. We're gonna play some old songs.
Oh
yeah. Play some. We're gonna have shirts on, shirts off.
Oh yeah.
At the same time.
Oh
it's
yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of different things going on.
Oh yeah.
Are we, you guys, gonna have some new merch or?
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Is that ordered yet?
Not much though.
Yeah. Well, you guys like 5 of everything, right?
Yeah.
Limited.
Yeah, very limited. I only ordered one of each new merch.
They're like $500 shirts, but they're worth it.
Yeah, yeah, we ordered 30 shirts, and we're selling them for $40 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple designs and a couple sizes.
Yeah.
There should be a couple new ones, though,
because
right?
Because we're fucking tired of fucking selling merch that's just mass-produced. We want it to be quality product, so we actually just buy the cheapest, shittiest shirts we can. Put the most hard, honest work we can into them.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Okay. Like one of the shirts, I guess I can, even though these shirts are super secret and everything and shit, I will let everyone in on one shirt.
Don't worry, nobody's still listening to this, so.
He's not fucking lying, man.
He's still in it.
So, this,
my social security
one of the shirts designs.
9-6-7-4.
What?
7238.
Social
security numbers.
Okay, well, one of the shirts, what me and the guys did, we collectively, you know, accumulated all of our earwax for a month. And then we actually heated it up to where it was, you know, in a pretty good liquid consistency form. And we screen printed a design with
using
that
a fondue kit to get it.
Yeah, we had to use a fondue kit.
Yeah.
You're giving away the secrets. Now everyone's going to do it.
Dude, I just want people to live longer, happier fucking lives, and I know the miracles will be your way.
It's a lengthy artisan process that I don't think everybody's going to go through, so go ahead, let them try it. Let them try it. Yeah, let them try it.
You can do it better than us. You can't. And you probably never will.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys reminded me of an episode of
MythBusters. We'll just post it online. We don't have time to talk about this shit right now.
Where they scraped all the earwax. Do you see that MythBusters? They scraped all earwax out of like 100 people's ears.
Ew!
And made it into a ball to make it into a candle to see if it would light and burn properly. I almost threw up all over my living room when they showed the earwax.
But
ball.
The candle worked, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it worked.
Yeah.
Okay, it smelled like a burning body. That's awesome.
Why would you tell me that?
So
awkward. I would love to buy one of those candles. Yeah. That candle has a journey.
Ew.
And a piece of a bunch of people.
Yeah, I guess.
In it, baby.
Right.
A piece of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Pieces of people inside of this candle, bitch.
So did Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well,
it depends on what piece you take, I guess.
We'll keep an eye out for those shirts.
Oh yeah.
That was a long one. The balls and the punchline. That was perfect. Good setup, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
But, yeah, I thank you guys for having me over here to the RV today. And let me hang out again.
Dude, thanks for coming and doing
it. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's always a good time. What's this guy up to?
He was fucking looking at this fucking thing wrong, that's for sure.
Don't make me come out there.
Not me. I'm taking a nap.
But, what?
That kid thinks I'm afraid to beat him up if he's wrong.
Yeah.
That 5-year-old thinks that.
Yeah.
You ever been beat up by a naked guy?
Yeah.
You ever been beat up?
I'm gonna put my underwear on for you out there. It's cold.
Yeah. I'm still gonna beat up a 5-year-old, though.
5-year-olds are tough, dude.
Yeah.
5 is the new, like, 25, so, you know.
5 is the new 25. That would explain a lot why this world is really fucked up.
Alright, we'll snag some tickets, firebirdstl.com, and we'll see you guys April
28th. Yeah.
Alright.
You.
Thanks, guys.
New Wingo. Yeah. Out.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.